Okay, so now today we begin Siman Dalet, which is the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. Now, my feeling is that even this first sif is very long in the Mishnah Berurah and really hard to see, like, bottom line what's going on. So I want to, again here, sum it up before we go into it. It's a little complex, what's going on. And then the halacha must be clear before we see it inside the words, because there's a lot of details in it. Thought said linearly. So here's the story. When you wake up in the morning, even before that, there's a mitzvah midrabbanan to make sure your hands are clean before you daven. Period. That goes for shachras, mincha, and marav. That's a din. It's based on a pasuk in Amos. The pasuk says, "Hikun likras elokechi Yisrael." Prepare yourself to confront your Creator, Yisrael, and therefore you have to have your hands clean before you daven. That goes for all three tefillahs. So much so, the Rosh even learns that will become like that you need with a bracha. Although we of course don't do that with a bracha. But if your hands were dirty, the Rosh would say, you can look in Perek Tes and Os Chav Gimel, that the Rosh says, if you've gone to the bathroom, let's say before mincha, you should wash your hands with a bracha on Tefillah Sadaim all over again, which we do not do. Okay. Now, so you see, there's a difference in the morning bracha of Netilas Yadayim and the other Netilas Yadayim that you do before you approach Mincha Marv. So let me just, making matters confusing, there's actually two separate legislated washings, essentially. There's one washing which has got to do with the davening, and one washing which has to do with the Ruach Ra, which in theory could double up, because you could wash hands once and be dealing with both issues. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah potentially deals with it in parts, but in practice, it's not how it's ever going to work. How it's going to work in real life is like this. You're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to wash your hands for Ruach Ra, like we saw before, three times on each side, alternating. Fine, that removes the Ruach Ra from your hands. That was there because Nisham went up to Shemaim when you were sleeping, came back down, and now you're a new creation. The Emes is actually the Machlokas. What causes the Ruach Ra? Is it because you were sleeping, and now you've been that's all that's left behind, or is just the nighttime energy, the negative energy of the nighttime leaves a Ruach Ra when it disappears at Alos HaShachar. But too much information. Step one, you're washing your hands for the issue of getting off the Tuma, the Ruach Ra, it's called Ruach Ra. Fine. Now, there's a separate issue, which is you have to have your hands washed. In real life, what's going to happen is you're not ready to daven yet, by any means, because your next move is going to be to go to the toilet. And you can't make brachas without, we need to go to the toilet anyways. And when after you go to the toilet, your hands will be dirty all over again. And when you're going to dress your hands like dirty all over again a third time. Fine, so you got complexity here. Now, there is a bracha to be said in shachras, that's clear. The reason for that bracha, al netzilas yadayim, is a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says, like I told you already once, you have to have your hands clean before you daven all the time. Chazal were misakin a special bracha at shachras time, because they say, listen, even if during middle of the day and the evening times, you can watch your hands, guard your hands from getting dirty. When you're sleeping, you're asleep, and therefore you're not guarding anything, and therefore it's inevitable you'll come to scratch your scalp, which, or any part of your body that's usually covered, and therefore a sweat there, and that would require a new washing. Since you're sleeping anyways, says the Rosh, you don't know what you're doing, and when you wake up in the morning, you can assume you touched something you shouldn't have touched that would require you to clean your hands, and therefore you clean your hands, and Chazal misakin a bracha on that. Okay? The Rashba says, totally different. The Rashba says the issue is that when a person finds himself waking up to a new day, he's like a bria chadasha, like a new creation. He's like a newly created being with a new chance to serve Hashem, like scratch, and therefore he should wash his hands in preparation for that avodas Hashem. Much like the Kohanim would wash their hands at the beginning of their days and their avodas Hashem, the Mekior, we too wash our hands at the beginning of a new day in our service of Hashem. Nothing to do with dirtiness at all, but connected to the Shacharis davening, because Shacharis is your first like really formal move of avodas Hashem. But really, the truth is, you can make a bracha on Tehillat Yadayim from the get-go. As soon as your day is begun, you've started doing avodas Hashem, the bracha will be appropriate even back then. So, two different, totally different rationales. The Rosh, who says the issue is dirty hands, you have to daven, you have to clean them, Chazal or Masakin, a bracha on cleaning your hands for davening Shacharis. Again, he would even have you do it for Mincha and Mara, but certainly Shacharis time. The Rashba says nothing to do with that. Dirty hands, that's with your new creation, and therefore, when you're new creation, you got to wash your hands to inaugurate your service to Hashem. Totally different reasons. Now, as far as keeping your hands clean, will be machmer both ways to wash your hands. I'll explain nafkinas in a second. But for making the bracha, let's be machmer both ways the other way. So there are a couple of obvious nafkaminas. One of them is if you're up all night. If you're up all night, so your hands be perfectly clean. Yeah, like Shavuos, your hands be perfectly clean. You didn't touch. You've been learning all night. Your hands are clean. According to Rosh, we know netilas yadayim require. Okay, according to Rashba, he'll say when the dust settles. Anyways, even if you weren't sleeping, you're like a bria chadash. It's a new day, a new creation, a new avodas Hashem. Lo plug, we don't differentiate, and you make another bracha anyways. Like it's a new day. That's one big nafkamina, and therefore you'll see people do not make the bracha on the netilas yadayim if they're up all night. If their hands were clean, they'd get someone else to emote them, unless they know their hands were dirty and they just went to the bathroom because they're afraid of the rosh. I guess also if you slip with, latex gloves on, the same kind of story. If you got your hands clean, even though they're clean, then also you'd have clean hands. On the other side, in terms of even on a regular day, the question is when would the bracha, let's call it, perhaps ideally go? When is the appropriate time, everything being equal, when's the time to say the bracha? According to the Rashba, it's at the beginning of the day. More or less, when the ball gets rolling, you start your day of Avodas Hashem, you wash your hands and make a bracha on that and get going. The fact that davening is in a distant time from now would not necessarily be a problem. According to Rosh, the whole thing is about Shacharis. And therefore, if a long span of time is going to intercede between when you get up and when you daven, or you decide to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and start learning, the meeting is at 8 on Shabbos morning, you got 4 hours to wait. So you have no business washing your hands, saying a bracha on Tefillah Yadayim early. You know why? Because after you had your cup of coffee on Shabbos morning at 4 in the morning, you have to go believe yourself another time, right before you daven Shacharis 3 hours later. So that being the case, you ought not to make any brachas until the last hand washing, until you, right before you daven Shemoneh Esrei or Shacharis, because that's the time that that's the bracha that Chazal, the netila that Chazal or Masakin is the washing that precedes and readies you to daven. So you're like, you got problems on your hands to sort of dance about the weddings. So the rush from the rush. As a matter of practice, how this is really going to play itself out. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah and his grappling with the issues, but here's how it'll come out bottom line. You wake up in the morning, you wash your hands 3 times for Negel Vassar, no brachas. You go to the then you go to the bathroom. Then you wash your hands a second time because you need to wash your hands and go to the bathroom. Then you're going to get dressed and put on your shoes, and that's going to make you need to wash your hands a third time, right? You've touched now shoes minimally, right? The rest of your body's going to get dressed. Then, let's assume for simplicity's sake, you're going to go straight to Shacharis, okay? It wouldn't really matter, necessarily, but let's start with that simple case. You're going straight to Shacharis. No brachas then. Now, you're going to start saying the opening brachas of Birchas HaShachar, which will be like, Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama. That's a time to put Al Netilas Yadayim. Halach L'maisa, that's how it's going to be. And that will be true the same time you say Al Netilas Yadayim with Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama. That's the way to go. But Pashtus, but Halach L'maisa, even if you're going to have a long wait. In other words, if you know if you're going to have a long wait, it's going to be 4 hours, you got up before the crack of dawn, and you're diving late, you should really wait to say Al Netilas Yadayim until the end, the last washing. It absolutely is. Yeah. There's really, yes, it is. There's the Netilas Yadayim that you need to make 3 times on each side. That's for Ruach Ra. There's no bracha on that. For sure, that doesn't come with a bracha. Okay? It just, in theory, if you didn't need to go to the bathroom, you were stepped in your clothes, let's just say, you shouldn't do that, but let's say you did, then it could cover all, it could be the one washing, and you just go to the shaka straight away, in theory, but in practice, not how it really would work. The washing your hands after going to the bathroom is a separate din, because you can't make any brachas or do anything without having clean hands. But that is an issue of cleanliness. There's just cleanliness, which is then true whenever you go to the bathroom. You can't say a bracha or a pasuk if your hands are dirty. Right, soap and water is a good idea, exactly. And nothing to do with the kli. Nothing to do with the kli. Then there's the last washing, I'm making it as if 3 separate washings, which is a washing that you need to do to ready yourself for davening. Let's say because you touch your shoes. It could be because you touch your armpits. It could be because you touch anything. But I'm saying, for sure, you touch shoes and you put them on, so you're back in the... That washing, which presumably will be the final required washing, I'm assuming that, before you daven, that's the one you'll be saying your bracha on, cause to keep the rush in mind, because the rush is having that one. And you'll sort of, you'll have the rajba too, even though it's been a little while since you've gotten up in the morning, you'll rely on that, like the chayadam, and so that the rajba would allow you to do that anyways. That's how it's going to play itself out. Okay?
That's so. Yeah. When you said the bracha, you mean
on the tefillah time. Yeah. You, in theory, but, I'm just, yeah.
But, so if you don't, maybe you said this and I missed it, but when you first get up, if you don't do Negovasser, then how can you, for instance, wipe your eyes or whatever?
You can't. Well, there's a lot of this very similar here. You're going to see you can't wipe your eyes, nothing. So this is a normal scenario. There are like lots of what ifs that become nightmare questions, and like it's hard to come with a good solution to them. But a normal morning. Let's talk about 95% of mornings. You wake up, wash three times on each side. Well, that's no bracha. That's for negelvasser. Negelvasser for ruach ra. Go to the bathroom, get dressed, head out the door to shul. When you get to shul, maybe wash your hands then as you come inside the house and to the shul, because anyways, who knows what's? It's you're definitely gonna be safe then. And then say al tilas yadayim along with Asher Yatzar and Lakan Hashem and everything else that you say in Birchas HaShachar, you're good to go. That's a normal day.
Okay.
You run into all sorts of problems where you're like sort of, it's hard to win if there's a big gap of time. But sometimes it happens. Or let's say, for example, the time factor, simply it's been 4 hours since you got up, that the Rashba's not going to be so impressed with that. You should have said it a long time ago. Even though like you'll have whom to rely on. You have another problem the other way. Let's say, for example, you know, after you drink a cup of coffee, you need to go to the toilet. Like, half an hour later. Let's say that's how it works. Right? I think it is how it works for a lot of people. Coffee's diuretic, it makes you have to go to the bathroom. So let's say even you come to shul an hour, you come to shul, and you learn an hour before shacharis, right? You come at 6 and shacharis at 7, let's say. But you had a cup of coffee at 6 a.m. when you're learning. You know, before you go into shacharis, you're gonna have to wash hands again. So really, you shouldn't, even though you might have said other brachas with your, you know, birchas haTorah and so on, you really shouldn't, and yet you're gonna have problems to grapple with your Asher Yatzar, which you have to say earlier on. You really ought not say Al Netzilas Yadayim until that last hand washing. Okay? So then you should have said Asher Yatzar before, and you'll have to just say it, the Al Netzilas Yadayim, with the other Birchas HaShachar. Okay? As you'll see, it's complex, and like it's hard to win because of the two opposing shitas.
Does Rambam hold like the Mechaber?
Rambam holds like the Mechaber. Yes, but that's not going to help you very much. The Mechaber doesn't say too much. The Rambam doesn't give a reason for the washing. You know, it's inexplicit. The Rambam is not explicit why you're washing your hands. So that's why we're stuck. So that's the basic gist of it. You'll see there's like lots of things to grapple with as the Mishnah Berurah contends with them. Am I thinking if I say anything I wanted to say? The outset? Yeah, okay. And there's lots more to talk about, but that's the lay of the land, how it's going to work out. Now, so the Mechaber says inside. Now again, we're in Siman Dalet, Sifkan Aleph. I'm going to break it up into three separate parts. There's like three parts really here. The problem is the Mishnah Berurah doesn't make, whatever, you'll see. I'll do my best to make it as clear as I could. Part one says, Yirchat Yadav, wash your hands, V'yivarach Al Netilas Yadayim, and make the bracha Al Netilas Yadayim, which is the Durabanan, after you wash your hands. This certainly sounds like you're talking about the second after you wash your hands, notwithstanding everything I said up to now. The bracha, netila, is coming, it's a funny word. Normally you'd have like, nikiyut would be like on the cleanliness of your hands, and indeed that's the Rush indeed says, that in theory should be the bracha, because it's about having clean hands. But even the Rush says, the bracha is on the tilas yadayim, because it's named after this certain kli they used to use called the netala. Means a cup, like the equivalent of a let's call it a negelvasser cups, whatever, they're equivalent. And they, Chazal wanted you to use, ideally to use a kli, so therefore they phrased it with this term, netilas yadayim. We'll see, halacha lamaisa, when the dust settles, even if you don't use a kli to wash your hands, you use a sink, you don't have enough water, you don't have great water to use, we'll see if just, you know, whatever it is, mine you wouldn't use to wash your hands for a suit or whatever, even a dog would drink it, I don't care. If you wash your hands with water, the bracha is netilas yadayim, which is not true by a suda. The dinim are totally different, that's what I'm saying. Bottom line is, as long as you use water, however foul it was, to wash your hands readying for daven, you'd make this bracha on the tzilas yadayim. If you had absolutely, I'm telling you this halach lamaisa, I'm cutting to the chase because you're going to see so many details along the way. Halach lamaisa, if you have no water whatsoever, which could happen, I guess, if you're in the desert, so then you use, yeah, whatever will clean your hands, like a rag or something. You really should wipe your hands as if on all the sides, as if water would wash it. So you really have to wipe down every finger inside and outside thoroughly, and the palm, the front, and the back, like you would normally clean your hand thoroughly as water would. And then the bracha halach lamaisa without water would be al nikiyus yadayim. The din by, that's just how when the dust settles, halach lamaisa. Okay, in any case, all the mechaber said so far very innocently was wash your hands and make the bracha al nikiyus yadayim. So to that, the Mishnah Berurah starts in Sif Katan Aleph. Yirchat yadav chulei, wash your hands, etc. Yesh al zeh shnei tamim. There are two reasons for this. First of all, you have the rush. There he is. Kasav, he said, lefishi yadayim shel adam askanios hen. A person's hands, like they move around, they're involved in all sorts of things. I don't have a better translation. Askanios, they're active. That's the word, active. That's a great word. Yeah, the person's hands are active. V'ief shar shelo yiga b'basar hamutunaf b'layla. And it is not possible that while he's sleeping at night, he won't touch himself in some place that is filthy. That means any place that's usually covered. He scratches himself, whatever it is. And lazef, for that reason, tiknu chazal, the rabbis made it, they established, a bracha al netila, a bracha on washing your hands, l'kriyashma v'l'tfila, for the sake of doing your kriyashma and davening with clean hands. So that's the rush, clean hands. The rajba, v'rajba, second reason. Kasav, he said, it's Lefisha b'shachar achar shena, in the morning after you've gone to sleep, anunasim kabriya chadasha, we have become like new creations. Tachsiv, he brings the pasuk chadashim lebakarim rabba munasecha. You notice that is sort of like the source, loosely speaking, for the modani. Thank you. Yeah, but it means you are new in the morning. Great is your faithfulness. The point is to say that we're new. We are renewed, and therefore it's shrichin anu. We need to lahodos lo yisbarach, which is thank Hashem, shebara anu lichvodo, that He created us for His honor. The sharso lavarach shmo, to serve Him and to bless His name. So we're like new created, and we're there to be created for avodas Hashem. And that being the case, you get another chance at a new day. Al davar zeh tiknu b'shachar. Kol osan habrachos sha'anu mevarchin b'chol boker. And because every day is a new day, and we have to thank Hashem for the opportunity to serve Him, they were misaken all the brachas that we say in the morning. In other words, what I mean by that is, you make a bracha that you have the sechivina, that you have intelligence, and that you stand up straight and walk on all fours, and that you wear clothing, and that you have mitzvahs, and so on. All these things, that your body works properly, usual brachas. So one of them is, you make a bracha on that, on washing your hands to prepare yourself to serve Hashem. L'chein gam davar zeh, also on the matter of washing your hands, tiknu b'shachar, the rabbis established in the morning, l'skadesh b'kedusha, so to sanctify yourself appropriately, v'litol yadeinu min akli, and to wash your hands min akli, from a kli is from a vessel. So, you dafkin need a kli according to Rashba. K'kohen, Shemakadish Yadav Minakior Kodam Avodoso. Just like the Kohen, before he starts his service in the base of Mikdash, washes his hands from the Kior. We discussed the Kior actually already once. That like wash basin that sinks into the ground there in the base of Mikdash. So you're like a Kohen. So you wash your hands and you make a bracha in servants of Hashem. Now, V'la halacha, bottom line is, Anu Tosin Kishnei Tamim L'chumra. We are wired for both Shitas, the Rush, that it's about clean hands, and the Rashba, the Briya Chadasha, L'chumrat, we strict both ways, Le'inyin Netila, when we wash our hands, right? U'kilakaman b'zeh simen, like we'll see as things go, here we go, we'll see, we got more to talk about, you'll see there. V'im lo berach al netilas, like period, catch your breath. So that's what he wants to say. So it's true, everything is true, essential, everything I said is consistent with what we read so far. I just want to point out the inconsistencies, so it's clear. The one thing that seems inconsistent, if you remember everything I said, is that he said we're machmir for everything, and the Raj was requiring a kli. And I told you, la halacha, bottom line. If you didn't use a kli, you would still make the bracha on the tilas yadayim. So that's one, yeah, that's fine. Vimlo berach al tilas yadayim kodum atfila. If you, now, new point. What happens if you just fail to make the bracha before you daven? Shuv lo yivarach achar tefila l'kuli alma. Everyone agrees you don't make a bracha on tefillah shalom after you daven. So you think to yourself, well, why would you? Well, I'm explaining to you why. The havamina would have been that just the same way if you didn't say hanos l'sech vivina before you daven, you could say it afterwards, right? But this is different. This is, it's tied into avodas Hashem. According to the Rush, you daven already too late. According to Rashba, you're Riyah Chadash, it's too late. You're too late in the game already. The day's too far on to make the bracha anymore. Fine, that's the chayalim. I'm sorry? He brings a source that he who spoke out, like the Kuliyama, it's too late once you've started davening, once you finished davening, I should say, that's the Chayyadam. He's just for the Mishnah Berurah. He was the Mishnah Berurah until the Mishnah Berurah came around. Yeah. Okay. Fine. No, he was the, like, the last of the. Whatever. Okay. Now, good. Now, Sivkatan base, he says, you make a bracha v'yivarach al natilas yadayim. So he says, umiyar achar natil yivarach. So right now, this sounds not like what I said. He says, immediately after you wash your hands, which would sound like before you've gone to the bathroom, before anything, as you're in your bed still, make the bracha then, because that, and you need wait for nothing else. Ve'ein sarach lahamtin ala nigub. You don't even need to wait for your hands to be dry. So, as far as the first thought, we're going to see it's going to fall away because you need the bathroom anyways. It's a non-starter. No one will let you make a bracha in the bathroom, etc. The second part here he's addressing, which is still relevant, is whenever you finally do wash your hands, on that washing that you're going to make a bracha on, you don't need to have your hands dry. Why is he saying that point? Because it's not true when it comes to first suda. When it comes to washing your hands before you bread, you have to have your hands dried first. Here, the point is you don't need to have your hands dry to say the bracha, and even if you haven't dried them and there's still the possibility of ruach ra floating on your fingers, that's still going to be okay to make a bracha. Okay? Yes. Yes. The gra holds that we haven't seen it. We're going to get to it in the siman, but the gra holds you do it a fourth time to wash away the water that has ruach ra the third time. Indeed. So he says, v'gam anigav ein ma'akev, you no problem with, you don't have to wait for drying your hands, and the drying your hands is not ma'akev, meaning you can make a bracha before washing your hands. V'yesh machmirin, now there are those who want to be machmir. These are the Kabbalists, the Zohar and the Mekubalim. Shlo yivarech ad achar shi'nagev yadav. If you're going to make a bracha on the very first wash you do, the three times you decide, the negel vasar, he's saying don't worry about it, you can do it with wet hands. The Mekubalim, that's these people, they say no, dry hands first. Why? Desfir lahu, then ruach ra sar me'edayim, because the ruach ra isn't off your hands, ad achar nigu, until you dry them. Like, exactly, this is the consistent, that's a, you know, parallel idea of using a fourth washing to get it off. So, the Mekubalim say you can't make brachas with ruach ra on your hands, even if they're clean. However, desfir lahu, da as levarach be'edayim, she ruach ra shor aleim, they hold you can't make a bracha if you have ruach ra on your hands. Aval dasa poskim, the non-Kabbalists, the poskim say, ein ken, you don't need to have your hands dry, and if the ruach ra is still there, you can make a bracha on it. But again, most of this falls away to not halach lamaisa, because anyways, you're not making brachas, we'll see, because A, we're afraid of the rush, B, because we need to go to the bathroom, and you have to get your hands dirty still, so no brachas yet. Okay, now, kasav beseder hayom, shelo yiga b'mabushav ad sheyitol, new din, unrelated, whole new thing. He just brings down there those who want to say that you shouldn't touch your clothing at all until you wash your hands. Now this is going to be, he's going to reject this in a second. He says, Uva Gemara lo mashmakein. He says, this, even though it's true that it's brought down that a person shouldn't touch his clothes before he washes his hands, if you read the Gemara properly, as the Magen Avraham points out, it seems very clear that the Amoraim touched their clothing and got dressed before they sit on the table. So forget that. So that's the Mishnah Berurah pushes that away. Forget that. However, a separate issue, again, this is something else altogether. This is got to do with Mazikin. Isur Brachos Dav Nun Aleph. It says in Brachos Nun Aleph, Al Titol Chalukcha Shachris Miyad Hashamash V'Tilbash. Don't take your undergarment from that you're going to dress in the morning with directly from the hand of your servant and dress from it. Mishum Sakanas Mazikin. Taking your clothing from your servant is bad news. The mazikin are going to pounce on you for doing that. Ela yitlul ba'atzmo, take it yourself. The magam shusham, you get it yourself off the wherever you left it last. Your clothing, don't get handed it by your servant. If this is a halach l'mayis or not, I mean, who the heck knows? But Mazikin are rolled out, so I can say nothing more. But in any case, that's a din. If you're lucky enough to have a servant, tell him to wash the car while you're getting dressed. Okay, what's that? A butler, yeah, tell him to make breakfast, scramble eggs while you're getting dressed. That's it. No, okay, good. Yeah, it is okay, that's right. So, the halach l'mayis, what they would do is, what if you really have the situation, which could well be, I mean, then the Shamash should bring it to him and not hand it to him. That's the best you're going to do. And as you bring the clothing to the bed and put it on the bed, he should pick it up himself. It's not a din of Netil Sidaim. Oh, so let me clarify. This is nothing to do with Netil Sidaim. This is nothing to do. It doesn't matter if the Shamash has washed his hands and you've washed your hands. It's for what don't ask you. I cannot give you any rationale for it. But the Gemara seems that if you take your clothes from your servants, the rest, that's when the boogeyman pounce on you. So don't. Lechora, it looks like just your, I don't know, it sounds like your undershirt. Chaluk is your undershirt, the undershirt. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I can say, I have nothing more to say on the topic. But that's that. But I know nothing more. Okay. Now he speaks out these questions you asked, basically. He says, Vafilo Oso, Shamish, even if that servant's Kfar Natal Yadav, if you wash hand rate, it makes no difference. Amrina Bagamara, like, new points. The Gemara says, again, this is like another P.S. Rochetz adam panav yada v'raglav b'chol yom mishum kavod kono. A person should wash his hands and his face and his feet every day in honor of his creator.
Take a shower every
No, wash your hands, feet, and face. And then he said, that's all. But we'll get to something halach l'mais in a second. B'medina seinu, he says, listen, in our world, the rod, and we've already seen the rod, and we never walk without shoes on. So therefore, we never walk barefoot. You don't have to wash your feet in the morning because your feet are clean. But this comes out lahalacha lamaisa. I don't see any reason why not. You should wash your face every morning. That's what the Mishnah is bringing down. A person should wash his face for the covet of Hashem. That's your big chance to do something lashma there. You can wash your face every morning. That's a din. I don't know. Yeah, that's it. That's, I don't know. I do know. That's a din. You should wash your face in the morning for kvod kono. Okay. Sivkatan gimel. Okay, so now. Now back upstairs to the Ramah. The Ramah, like, now brings in a new issue, really, altogether. He says, Yesh Omrim, they are those who say, Gam Asher Yatzar, the Bracha Asher Yatzar. We've abandoned hand washing for minutes here. But the Bracha Asher Yatzar, that everyone knows what that's about, you make that bracha in the morning after you wash your hands. Afil lo asa tzrachav v'chein nagu. He says that there are those who say that you can make a Asher Yatzar right away in the morning, and that's true even if you didn't use the restroom. It's a separate bracha. It's also like, we'll see inside in a second. It's like any other brachas. It's like a bracha that you have a body that functions. No, you didn't use the restrooms at all. There's a separate bracha. In other words, what normally happens, halach l'maisa, is you get a two-for-one. You basically fulfill the... Since it's yesh omrim, you basically are... You right away go to the bathroom, you make a shayatzar, and the first shayatzar you do in the morning is going on, like, the... Thank God my body's amazing, as I say, every day, plus on the going to the bathroom first thing in the morning. But we'll see now. Look at the Mishnah Berurah inside, and... No. A din... But a din is any rule. So this is a book of thousands of dinim. Halach and din is the same thing. Now, sometimes I actually use the word mitzvah today. I did say it's a mitzvah derabbanan to wash your hands, but it's not one of the tariq mitzvahs. Tariq mitzvahs are a finite thing. But a din means any rule. Yes. Correct. And all the tariq have hundreds of dinim. Let's call them sub dinim. Din means a rule. Din means a rule. Halacha. Okay. So he now says, the Ramah is saying, there are those that you should make Asher Yatzar, even if you can go to the bathroom first thing in the morning, and that is our minhag. But again, remember, there are those who, he's going to grapple in a second, there are those who say, no, it's dafk if you go to the bathroom. So now, Mishnah Berurah and Sivkatan Gimel says, Gam Asher Yatzar, Hatam, the reason why we're making brachas of Asher Yatzar is Mishum Debaboka Nasa Kbriya Chadasha. Our body is like brand new all over again. We need to give thanks to Hashem for the body. They gave Chazal established a bracha of Elokai Neshama, which has to do with your soul being put into your body, and asher yatzar, and the function of the body itself, al yitziras aguf, on the way that the human body and spirit come together. We'll see more about Sher Yatzar in the not-too-distant future. You'll see the Mechaber's Iker reason is on the genius. Sher Yatzar goes on the genius of a body being able to hold a soul. That's what he focuses. But he says, V'yesh od tamim macherim, ayim bachronim. He says there are talk of other reasons for Sher Yatzar. It has to do with also that the digestion works properly, that, you know, that you couldn't use your orifice during the night, now you could again. There are lots of other reasons too. So for all the above, he says, make a Sher Yatzar. Now, v'kasav primagadim, excuse me, d'lefitam d'briya chadasha, as far as briya chadasha goes, that your new creation, im haya ner kol alayla, if you're up all night, now you're not a briya chadasha anymore, da'az lo nasa briya chadasha b'boker. You can't say you're recreated because you what you always were. Ein yachol levarach asher yatzar im lo asa tzrachav. You can't say asher yatzar because you were up all night. That also is halach lemaisa. Well, because Rashi's talking about, yes. When it comes to Tefillas Yadayim, the Rashi says it's a low plug. We make the bracha every day. But it's a good question. So the question is, the answer to the question is yes. Asher Yatzar, we only make if we wake up in the morning, at least, or going to the bathroom. But if you did neither, went to the bathroom nor woke up, you're up all night, then you wouldn't. So your question is a good question, because I said by Briya Chadash the Rashba says if you would yeah, but it's a new point, but anyways, he says the Rashba says anyways that we come out, there'll be a low plug, meaning low plug means like one rule size fits all, that we make a bracha all until it's done every day, even if it happens to be you didn't seek that one night, fine, but not for Asher Yatzar. Now Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, "Dimhishtim balala." You got it. He's like giving you a trick now, so to speak. That if you went to the, it's a new point, really. Like it's new points. Like don't connect them. Make a new paragraph. No, it has application. Think of it as a new paragraph. Yesh omrim. There are those who say he's going to fight against this. Dimhishtim balala. If you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, yuchol lismoch le'inyan birchas shayatzar al shayatzar deshachras. You can not, he's saying, there are those who say you could just not say Asher Yatzar in the middle of the night and wait till the morning and you're saying Asher Yatzar anyways, grab your 2-for-1 then. Those who say that. No, exactly. The Mishnah is going to say don't do this for that very reason, as for one of the reasons he shouldn't do it. But he says, he doesn't like it. The reason why he doesn't like it is, well, let's see more in a second. Bottom line is, you ought not do that. The issue, the mitigating factor is in their time, you know, they have to get dressed, you have to wash your hands, you may have to go to the pump outside, or if you wash your hands with the water you had, so you're still designed to get new water, it could be a big balagan for you. Getting dressed, washing your hands, getting new water. So those want to see makel. But those things certainly not nogea for us. You should not do that. We have running water in our houses, and toilets in our houses, and clothes we sleep in. It's not a big deal for us. So halach lamaisa, no way you should rely on this. That leniency, even the Mishra himself, so don't rely on it even then, and do what you always do, which is say Asher Yatzar when you go to the bathroom at night, and then say it again in the morning. I should ever point out an important point here, which is this. If you went to the bathroom after Alosa Shachar, and then you went back to the first light, which the new day begins, and then you went back to sleep, and then you woke up, and then you didn't go to the bathroom, then you have a problem. You have a problem now. You cannot say Asher Yatzar when you daven Shacharis, even despite the Ramah saying say it in the morning, even if you didn't go in the bathroom, because there you unwittingly did get your 2-for-1 already. Because when it was daybreak, you're the Briya Chadasha, you went to the bathroom, you said Asher Yatzar, you got your 2-for-1 there. You said I'm going to the bathroom and I'm being a Briya Chadasha. Good, then you went back to sleep for another 2 hours. What does that help? It's already daytime. You slept during the middle of the day. So that's an important din to know. If you're gonna, you have to be mindful of that. If you wake up and then go back to sleep and you woke up after a los, then you can't make a Asher Yatzar at Shacharis if you didn't go to the bathroom. Again. That's an important din. Okay, but anyway, how are we doing for time? I didn't have a watch on me today. So oblivious for time. 2 minutes? Okay, let's finish this Mishabura here. So the Mishabura says, anyways, Gam pamim rabos. He says, anyways, leaving alone the halacha ikum edin, if that's okay, he says, listen, as you were pointing out here, Mr. Goldstein, gam pamim rabos, it happens lots of times, yikra shibaboker mishtokek oda pam la talamer glim. You have to go to the bathroom another time anyways. So good. Even if you're allowed to wait till the morning, like wait a few hours, say a shayatzar, that's not going to work if you need the bathroom another time, because if you've gone to the bathroom again, you certainly lost your chance. Like, v'lo yuchal lachul od, you can't get a 2-for-1 in terms of 2 urinations, so that won't work anymore. We'll see it soon enough. Hatala, urination. Yeah. I don't know. It literally means like hatala, like netzilas yadayim, that pouring out. If you want to do things properly, and this is what we all ought to do for sure, it's easy for us, you should be careful. V'yitol yadav, after you go to the bathroom to urinate in the middle of the night, wash your hands. V'yilbosh mechnesayim, put on some pants. O yachkor b'shar davar lahafsik bein libul erva, or put a belt on like your nightgown. The problem is you need to have something that separates in your heart and your privates. So like an elastic band, trousers, underpants would work instead of just like the nightgown or a belt, whatever it'll be. The point is that it's separate in. For sure, because you have an elastic band. It for sure does. V'yivach asher yatzar, and do it properly. Ach, another point. Yira, be careful. Be'esa bracha laharchik me'abit. Distance yourself from the chamber pot. Shel me'er reglaim arba amos. You have to be 4 amos away from it, because it's a gref shel rei. It's like a designated, you know, toilet, essentially. So therefore, that you have to be 4 amos away from that anyways. Vim hu omed bechedrov. It's in your room. Ve'im... It's like all these side halachas. Vim lo haya ha'abit miyuchad lezeh. If you just peed in a cup or something, then there's no, then the cup hasn't got a din of graf shel rei. So you don't have to distance yourself from the cup for amos. All you need to do is annul the status of the urine, which is by pouring revius of water into it. Dai batalas revius mayim l'toch hamei reglayim b'chol pam u'pam shemashtin. For each and every like episode of urination that's gone into the container, you have to pour a vase of water that will annul the status of urine, and then you can make a bracha in its presence. Okay, we'll stop there.